Good morning. It's Friday the 24th of April, 2026. This is 3 before 9 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. Today, Microsoft writes a record check for Australia. SK Hynix turns memory into a money printer. And Tokyo's Nikkei crosses 60,000 for the first time in history. Let's start with Microsoft. Satya Nadella stood next to Prime Minister Anthony Albanese in Sydney yesterday and announced a 4-year commitment of $25 billion Australian dollars, or roughly $17.9 billion US, to build out AI supercomputing and cloud infrastructure across the country by the end of 2029. It's the largest single country investment Microsoft has ever made. The package also funds AI skills training for 3 million Australian workers and deeper cybersecurity ties with the federal government. Why does it matter for Asia? Because this is the clearest signal yet that hyperscalers are treating Asia-Pacific compute capacity as non-negotiable. Australia's stable grid, abundant land and security alignment make it the anchor. For enterprise buyers in Singapore, Jakarta and Tokyo, more regional capacity means lower latency, stronger data residency options, and a real alternative to routing Asian workloads through US data centers as sovereignty rules tighten. Okay, story number two, Seoul. SK Hynix dropped its first quarter numbers yesterday, and they are frankly ridiculous. Operating profit of 37.6 trillion won, which is about 27.1 billion US dollars, nearly doubled quarter on quarter. Revenue topped 50 trillion won for the first time ever. And here's the headline number, a 72% operating margin. That's the highest in the company's history, and it's higher than Nvidia's. SK Hynix controls 57% of the high bandwidth memory market that feeds every Nvidia and AMD AI accelerator. They also confirmed HBM4E samples in the second half of this year, with mass production in 2027. Why it matters? Because Korea's memory duopoly is now arguably more strategic to the global AI build than any single model lab. For Asian enterprises planning 2027 capacity, the real bottleneck isn't GPUs, it's memory allocation. DRAM and HBM will keep being rationed, not sold. Your vendor relationships with SK Hynix, Samsung and Micron's Hiroshima lines will decide whether your AI roadmap happens on time. And our third story today, Tokyo. The Nikkei 225 punched through 60,000 yesterday morning for the first time in its history, touching an intraday high of 60,013 before drifting back below the line. SoftBank Group jumped 6.4%. Chip Tester, Advantest added 2.65%. Tokyo Electron up 1.76%. JP Morgan promptly raised its year-end target to 70,000. But here's the catch. Only 17% of prime market stocks rose on the day. The Nikkei's ratio to the broader topics hit a record 15.74. Translation, the entire rally is riding on a small handful of AI supply chain names. Why it matters for Asia, Japan Inc.'s AI-led re-rating is real, but the breadth data is flashing the same warning that preceded prior tech corrections. For Asian pension funds and family offices that have loaded up on Japanese AI exposure via SoftBank, Advantest and Renesas, passively tracking the Nikkei is now effectively a concentrated bet on 10 or 15 supply chain names, not Japan itself. And now, the AI in Asia view. All three stories today point to one truth. Asia Pacific is no longer the consumer of other people's AI. It's the physical backbone of the global build. Microsoft is pouring record capital into Australian data centres. SK Hynix is minting historic margins on the memory that makes every GPU work. Tokyo's market is re-rating on the expectation that Japanese chip tooling captures a structural slice of the spend. The check writing has moved from San Francisco boardrooms to Seoul, Sydney, and Shenzhen. For enterprise leaders and policymakers across the region, plan capacity on a three-year horizon, not a one-year one. The bottleneck for Asian AI adoption in 2027 won't be model access. It will be memory allocation, grid connections, and sovereign compute contracts. The winners will be the buyers who lock in HBM supply, data center power, and Australia routed latency today, while the rally still has political tailwind and capital at its back. That's your 3 before 9 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Have a great Friday.